Welcome to Mrugashira, a podcast that communicates with communicators. This podcast is a tribute to our fantastic fellow professionals, colleagues, and friends. I'm Radha Radhakrishnan, and this podcast is brought to you in association with DigiTales. Welcome back to Mrugashira. Happy New Year to you all. I hope 2021 started off on a promising note. We are in conversation today with Sanjay OS, Lead Digital Marketing at Byju's. He's with Byju's for close to 5 years and has been an integral part of the organization's journey. He's been instrumental in scaling the company's digital marketing outreach from its early stage and has seen the company grow 10x during his tenure. Overall, he comes with 7 years of experience in digital marketing. We speak to him on how startups should look at digital marketing and what strategies should they adopt. For many startups, digital marketing is a black box, something many don't understand because it's dynamic, it's fast-paced, and it's ever-changing. So how do you suggest companies should begin, and where should they begin?
Thank you, Radha. Thank you for having me on your podcast. Let me answer that question by, answering why it is important for the founder to be familiar with digital marketing. Uh-huh. Some amount of familiarity is important, because whenever a entrepreneur ventures into a business, it's important for him to understand the market size and what maturity is the category in. Category maturity is an important aspect to figure out how does he go about his entire marketing strategy. Say if he wants to create a new category, or if it is an existing category, and to assess the demand that's there in the market, digital marketing can be very handy. A Google search tool that's there is extremely handy. It gives you the search trends of keywords that the user are looking for, and how it has improved. And you can get this data by geography. So that's that's extremely important. To start off with. That's I think one of the primary reasons why any entrepreneur should be familiar with some amount of digital marketing. Where do they start? There are a lot of free resources available online. Google has Skillshop, which is their official certification program, very well explained, very well collated set of programs. Facebook has something called Blueprint. And there are a lot of free content that's available online. I think on YouTube especially. So I think these are like great places to start off with.
Okay, that's interesting. How important is it for a startup to invest in having their own website and doing a lot of marketing using website as the primary medium?
Right. So website is important. The level of importance again depends on the product or the service the firm is providing. So Google came up with this study called Zeroth Moment of Truth. This was in 2011. So in essence, what they explained was that more users are searching for things online before shopping or before even considering purchase, even if the purchase is offline, right? Okay. So if I am looking for, say, lumbar support mattresses, for example, right? Many of them tend to search on Google, especially or other search engines to look for these products before they have a consideration set and they end up purchasing one of them. So it is very important for a business to be discoverable, right? Yeah. And a website is a very prominent property to own to ensure better discoverability.
Okay.
So it should be, I mean, even if it's a app-based firm, I would say web is very important property.
And when you're talking about specific marketing, targeted marketing, data privacy becomes a big concern and a big issue, right? So how does one take care of data privacy and yet do the kind of marketing that they want to do?
Data is important because it helps, you know, enhance the overall user experience. Mm-hmm. But the firms need to ensure there is consent. When I say they need to ensure consent, the user must be, let know in plain and simple terms on why we are capturing the info. Mm-hmm. That we are. And there's a very thin line between, you know, using data for user experience or and invading user, user privacy. Right? Mm-hmm. There are many firms which capture private information and they actually monetize it by selling it to third-party firms. That's something should be a serious no.
Yep.
But leveraging data for user experience, as long as it's done with consent, should be good.
Okay. And what kind of budget should startups set aside for digital marketing and branding?
So again, depends on the stage the startup is in. If it is a very nascent stage firm, I would say about 70-80%. And any startup needs to acknowledge what to expect of each marketing platform and what role it plays in the larger marketing strategy, right? So a smaller startup, more budget into digital, if they want to go mass media, I would say TV is still the number one option to drive awareness. There's little to take away from TV, but if you want to drive performance, you want to have maximum returns for your marketing dollars, digital is still the best option.
Did the entire digital marketing journey from start to now, and if you were to talk from some of the key aspects or key highlights from that, what would those be?
Right. So when we started off with digital marketing, it was a very small team. Mm-hmm. What we could do then was we could experiment a lot more, experiment with different messaging, different creatives, be more aggressive in our spends. When we started off, the reason is we were a smaller brand and there was a lot more to experiment. We were still trying to figure out who's our target audience, what message resonates best with them. But that has evolved now into a stage where we have a stronger data analytics. We know what works. We know what user profile resonates to what message. So we are a lot more efficient. Mm-hmm. In terms of our marketing spend, but we are still scaling, right? Mm-hmm. We haven't reduced scale from where we started.
Okay. And what are some of the key learnings that you had in this journey?
Businesses need to understand who their customer is and what is the expectation that needs to be set. And clarity in terms of communication is very, very important. Because we were dealing with parents, who are not, you know, very digitally, you know, savvy. We had to ensure the message that we used to put across was tackling their problem, addressing their problem rather than, say, talking about a product feature. That didn't really resonate with them, right? A product feature resonates when it's a mature category.
Yeah.
Problem statement is when you're trying to, you know, get try create a new space and address an existing problem.
Yeah. Sure. And some of the high moments or moments of highlights for you?
So we have had a few successes. I would say great successes is when we scaled our app installs 3x without, you know, keeping our costs intact, right? So we were able to drive higher scale at the same efficiency. We have done a lot of experiments in terms of the creatives and messaging. We were a lot more risk-taking back then. Like, we had creatives where we had the entire digital asset inverted and posted, and it read, is your child's study progress turning your world upside down or something of that sort, right? Which was very bold and which was very quirky and fun. But as we have moved, you know, as we have grown as a company, we now see that we are very clear in terms of what messaging works most of the time. And, we try and address the evolving customer with our newer products, but with the same larger theme.
Cool. And how much of TV advertising has really, you know, sort of helped you from, you know, digital marketing perspective? Because Byju's does do a lot of, you know, TV campaigns and has a lot of celebrities in those campaigns. So how much has that helped and have you been able to measure that?
Right. So for us, all marketing spends are measured, be it TV, be it digital, or be it working with influencers. So TV has had a big impact. Our brand awareness and, you know, brand recognition has been primarily been driven through TV. So it has been measured, of course. We've had our data analytics team, which you know, kind of measures what's the increase in Google search that happens when we have a new campaign, or if there is like an increase in organic app installs when we have TV running, or if our digital marketing cost per install reduces. All these are great indicators of, you know, measuring how a TV campaign works. We have also gotten into the, you know, extent of looking at ad spots and try attributing install to that. So, if ad spot in a particular type of channel at a particular time of day, if that's having, what sort of impact does that have? It's been measured to a great extent.
Now, how do you manage agency relationships? Because I heard somewhere, or I think I read somewhere, where they said that, you know, digital marketing and client agency relationships don't last beyond 2 years, 3 years. I mean, that kind of churn probably you don't see in traditional advertising agencies per se. So why does that happen and how do you manage the expectations on both sides?
So the reason why that happens is when an organization grows and their marketing budgets increase, they find it to be far more efficient to have an in-house team. In-house team means better control and better turnaround time, right? These are, and in being a startup, turnaround time is very important because things change dynamically, right? right? If the founder has an idea that around say Christmas and he wants to launch a campaign in a day, it's very hard to work with an agency to do that.
Correct.
So that's where I feel a lot of firms take the operation in-house. The way to sustain it for the agency is to build IPs which are very exclusive to them, right? Firms now have tools to analyze the data better. Can they bring in higher efficiency that say a firm taking the operations inside cannot? So those kind of moats are very important for an agency to survive. As they get into the business of having a client, having them for a year or two, and then looking for a new client, right? You get into that cycle.
Thanks, Sanjay. Thanks for your time.
Thanks a lot, Radha. I mean, thank you for having me on the show.
Tune in next week for another episode of Mrugashira. Adios.